with Brianne McLaughlin here, and gosh, what, 2 days till the opening day already? Just, has this whole thing even set in for you at all?
Yeah. It's been a long time since I signed, and we've been excited about it for so long, and it's finally here. So, when you just wait and wait and wait. So, it's exciting that it's finally happening.
How big is the moment? We're talking history here when that puck drops. Just, can you quantify at all just how big this moment really is?
It is huge. This is something we've wanted for so long, to be able to play professionally and kind of make a living out of it. And it's here. There's been so many people that put so much effort and time and money into doing this for us, and we all appreciate it, and we're excited to jump on board and like you said, make history.
Yeah. Where do you guys want to see this league go at the end of the day? I know there's just the 4 teams right now, but how big can this thing get in your mind?
I mean, it depends. I think it's on the right track. They've got the right people on board to make it big, and the players, the managers, the coaches, the commissioner, everybody is promoting it and making sure we have a good product. So on our end, it's just making sure we're fit and our skills are ready. And hopefully, you know, next year it just gets bigger and bigger and we add teams and add sponsorships and everything like that.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges to meeting that goal of getting, you know, more teams into this league?
I'm not sure. I guess it would be for this year to make it as successful as possible. Making sure we have the talent and making sure it's always competitive. And then promotion's a big thing with anything, whether it's you're starting a company or a product, whatever it is, you want to get it out there and make sure it's in the right hands.
Yeah, and looking at the website too, you know, especially with buying tickets, I saw this little slogan up there. It says, "Fall in love with hockey all over again." You know, and I think that's really good for something like this. So, what do you want the fans, you know, who jump in and watch you guys, what do you want them to take away from this?
I just want people to know more about women's hockey. Traveling with the national team, we get that U.S.-Canada rivalry, and people come watch us for the first time, and they're amazed at the talent. With girls' hockey, there's no hitting, so you're going to see more of the game, more of the skill sets. And it's the same as the boys. They're just bigger, and they're faster, and they're stronger. But the skill sets are still there, and so I hope that people come watch, and they're amazed with the talent.
And you kind of stole my next question. I'm not sure if you looked at this or not, but I took a quick look at the rosters, and it just, goodness, there's oodles of talent on this team, and on all 4 teams for that matter. And I think, I mean, it kind of gets overlooked a little bit, especially, you know, the mainstream kind of watches the men's game, and then you guys are here. So just, what other things in your mind kind of get overlooked in the women's game?
I don't really know. I don't think there's enough exposure for us. It's getting there, for sure. Being a part of the 2010 Olympics, and we had people asking us, like, what our team name was called. And then the 2014 Olympics, people were recognizing us in Mexico. So it's just getting broadcasting, getting us in front of the camera and interviews and everything like that. And just getting more people aware of the sport, I guess. Yeah.
Lots of speed on this team, of course. So Sunday puck drops. What can we expect to see from the Buffalo Buttes?
You know what? We're an extremely hard-working team, and that's something that I love the most about this team. It kind of reminds me of my team in college. Like, we all get along really, really well, which is awesome. It makes it a lot more enjoyable to play when you have a group of girls that respect each other, and we like playing for each other. And we've got some speed, too. So hopefully we can just throw it all together. It's a work in progress with any brand new team. You're getting to know each other and you're trying to gel. And this is only our second time playing a real game, so we're going to learn more and more about each other every time.
In terms of being able to gel and get to know each other, what kinds of things have you been doing to, you know, kind of get that camaraderie together?
Besides practicing and games or whatever, most of the team lives in Buffalo. But we had a little golfing trip 2 weekends ago. We all went golfing together and then hit the town afterwards. So
nice.
Just little things, but just there's like a house that a bunch of them live in, and we all went over there and just playing some games and getting to know each other.
Pretty good golfer there?
Nope.
You tried, right?
Not particularly.
Nice.
I do enjoy it, though.
Nice. So you are from Cleveland, of course. You know, play Rob Morris in Pittsburgh. So just give us the sense. You've been in both places. How passionate is the hockey, especially in Cleveland and in Pittsburgh?
It's huge in Pittsburgh, actually. When I first moved out there in 2005, it wasn't that big. The women's game was just starting out. Mm-hmm. I've been there for about 11 years now, and it's just exploded. The amount of women's hockey that's there is awesome. Yeah. I love to see that.
Yeah.
Because no one on this team got that opportunity when we were kids. We all played with the boys, which I loved.
Right.
But there's that camaraderie, like you said, at a young age, being able to play with other girls and having that opportunity.
Cool. Now, the Blue Jackets and the Lake Erie Monsters in Cleveland just had an affiliation, you know, the AHL and the NHL, you know, being that close together. So just, you know, from being a Cleveland person, how exciting is that for Cleveland hockey fans to be able to identify with a team like the Lake Erie Monsters, knowing that they're affiliated right down the road in Columbus?
That is nice, actually.
Yeah.
Growing up, we had the Lumberjacks, and I remember going to all the Lumberjacks mm-hmm. games. And I've gotten to be able to go home and see a couple Monsters games, and they're doing well.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the attendance, and they get the crowd going. Which is good to see, because everybody, they don't think it could happen in Cleveland. Mm. So it's been talked for a while that we wouldn't be able to support an NHL team. And then we've got the Monsters that are doing really, really well with attendance. So I love to see that.
RL, do you have a team in the NHL you follow?
I get asked this a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I've been living in Pittsburgh, so I do enjoy watching the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, in Cleveland, we didn't have an NHL team. My brother liked the Penguins, and I just had favorite goalies. So I grew up loving Patrick Waugh, so I was a Canadiens fan.
Right.
Then he went to the Avalanche, so I liked the Avalanche. And then he retired, and I haven't had a goalie for a while. But the last few years, I really enjoy watching Henrik Lundqvist.
Mm.
So when the Rangers play the Penguins, like, who do you root for?
Or when they play the Blue Jackets tonight and tomorrow, who do you root for there?
I know, it's tough.
That's a tough call, yeah. So... Now, you have your own website, and I see that on Neville Island you have like a little bit of like a goalie clinic. Can you kind of tell us what that's all about, what you're doing with that?
I started my own facility for goalies about a year ago, right after the Olympics. Being on the national team, we travel a lot, and doesn't really leave time for a full-time job.
Yeah.
So we either got to make up our own thing or coach or something. So. I love coaching the goalies, and it gives me the freedom to be able to pick up and travel with the team and just work with the little guys.
Yeah, and what kind of advice would you give to somebody, especially like a little girl who wants to, you know, they look up to you and they want to be able to play hockey in the sense that you are. What kind of advice would you give to them in being able to achieve and chase their dreams?
With the really young ones, it sounds kind of cliche, but... I really just try to let them have as much fun as possible, because it's always going to turn into a job later on in life. It's still, and hopefully with it being a job, it doesn't feel like a job because you love it.
Right.
And when you're starting off playing, that's when you learn to have a passion for hockey.
Mm.
And I just loved it. You couldn't get me off the ice when I was a kid. Then eventually, when I decided I wanted to go to Division I, it became, you know, you have to have sacrifices, and you make decisions to get yourself on that path to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's surrounding yourself with the people that are going to encourage you and urge you to chase those dreams and get there.
Yeah. When you were young, what was the appeal to become a goaltender? Like, how did you know that was the thing for you?
I was the only one dumb enough to put the stuff on.
This looks cool. Let me try it.
Yeah, I played with the boys, and it was just me and one other boy that ever wanted to play. And after a while, he stopped. So luckily, I loved it.
Yeah.
And my brother was a forward, so we were really close.
Nice.
And it was something that we could do together.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was just stuck me in the net while we were playing mini sticks.
Right. Last one here. So where is Sunday going to rank in your life in terms of just the accomplishments, every place that you've been, whether it be the Olympics or anywhere else?
I don't know if I have a rank in all of my hockey memories, but this is definitely going to be up there. being a part of the inaugural team at Robert Morris, I remember my first game ever. Mm-hmm. It was like I wanted to play Division I hockey so bad, and then I finally got to do it. I finally got to put on my uniform and hear my name being called for the starting lineup, and I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. And being able to do that again professionally is just another milestone that I've always wanted to do.
You guys, this is just a wonderful opportunity with the Buttes starting on Sunday. You know, just get behind them. They're looking for your support. And Brian McLaughlin, this has been a wonderful interview. Thanks for joining us today.